Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. After recent retirement from Kentucky State University, Scott County's Max Stone has taken over the leadership role for OAK, the Organic Association of Kentucky, and he feels for some, organic holds significant possibilities for increased farm income.
The potential is tremendous. Now, there's certain crops, tree fruits are going to be really difficult in Kentucky, but maybe about a third of the organic farms in Kentucky are dairy farms, and then next would be a lot of farmers market scale, market production. We have a few beef and poultry producers as well.
The buying local movement has been a factor.
Absolutely. Customer demand is pushing that. My wife and I sell organic produce and meats at the Lexington Farmers Market, and the questions about where food comes from and production practices, animal welfare, those types of things. With organic, it's easier to just draw a line of you do some of this, some of that. It can get confusing to customers. So the organic program, it's so rigid, and the enforcement that the USDA is now placing on it, it helps us to be confident that our product meets the standards.
He says organic is getting needed attention from USDA.
Correct. And this year in the new farm bill, in the 2014 farm bill, there is a strict enforcement policy. They got funding for more enforcement to be sure that every product that carries that seal is managed under the organic regulation.
We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
We're back with Max Stone, who heads up OAK, the Organic Association of Kentucky, exploring the economic potential for that style of agriculture. We might think of organic being well-fitted for smaller farms.
Not necessarily, because organic eggs and organic dairy are so strong in the marketplace. OAK is working with UK and KSU to get more organic grain production to meet the demand. Organic grains, corn is generally twice what commercial corn is. And soybeans can be as much as three times as much as commercial beans. So the research is out there. Iowa State and Rodale have got 20-year studies, and weed control is manageable. It's not maximizing yield per acre, but optimizing, and can be very profitable for growers.
Max suggests checking them out online at oak-ky.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.